Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
Hi, my name is Becca Carcaterra, and I serve as the HR assistant. I heard about Holden through St. Olaf College, along with many other villagers. And I'd always really wanted to come, tried to come on a J term, it didn't work out. So it'd always been in the back of my mind as a place that I thought was really special and that I really wanted to be able to come. And I was lucky enough to be able to be here for a year now. I started the Quarantine Quarterly, QQ for short, way back in the beginning of the pandemic. The village had just closed its doors to incoming guests and staff in an effort to stop the spread of COVID. And there were a lot of questions in terms of what the community was going to look like and how we were going to stay engaged without daily announcements or without staff meetings that we could meet in person. A big motivation behind the QQ was offering encouragement to the community. There were definitely, and there's a lot of unknowns, and there still is for all of us, but especially in those early days in March and April, there's just a lot of fear for what was going to happen. A lot of the writing and the columns focused on what we still know that we do have. We have each other. We're all going to be able to get through this together. That was a really big theme, is just keeping the community on the same page and knowing that eventually there'll be the other side of this if we keep trudging on. When I started doing the QQ, I thought it was only going to be for 14 days because that was the quarantine period the CDC had out at the time. And of course, in March, none of us really had a grasp of how intense this pandemic was going to be or how long lasting. I started it off thinking, oh, this will be fun to do for 14 days until we can all meet together again. And of course, now we're well into August. Day one was the day after we closed in March. And then we've had one every single day except for stop days. The community has been really great in covering for days other people might not be able to. And it's been continuous 7 days a week. And we're on in the day 171 right now. So it's been really cool to have that constant as part of the community. So the QQ has quite a few components. There's a column that a community member will write. There's the menu of the week, upcoming meals to look forward to, who's going to be on the dish team schedule, who's on the garbology schedule. There's photos that people submit, little artwork, things like that. And there's a quarantine quarter, which tells us who's in quarantine and when they're going to get out. There's a section for snaps, which are the little affirmations we give to each other. And then there's some self-care tips, which ranged from earnest to very irreverent, like whisper encouragement to the berries and hike to the third level and scream. So yeah, it's just a little Holden hilarity snuck in there. The columns really range from funny to factual to really personal. And I think a lot of the really personal ones have been the ones that have gotten the most, I guess, traction in the community and have been the most impactful. People have written really deeply personal things about their own lives, their own families, their own struggles. And that's really resonated with the community. And it's also been great because I wrote a lot of those as well to offer up that vulnerability to this community and then have it be received with such grace. I think there's something about the written word in that format that people feel a lot more comfortable putting parts of themselves out there that might not just come up in small talk or in a conversation when you're in a normal busy village summer. I know I, for one, submitted things to the QQ that I wouldn't feel comfortable just talking to someone on the road. There was a real space of vulnerability and intimacy that can happen in that setting, especially with the village being such a safe space and being such kind of a intimate community as we've all gone through this pandemic together. There's really been a sense that you can put things out there and know that they'll be held. And the QQ is a great space for that. During the uprising of earlier this summer, we really felt the need to amplify Black, Indigenous, and people of color voices. So we've been using excerpts from a lot of writings of Black writers, articles that are featuring a lot of these injustices and really using that space to contribute our own voices, but also make sure that there's plenty of room for voices that aren't heard as much at Holden or in the world at large. So that's been a really big part lately of making sure that this newsletter encompasses the huge range of voices and of dialogue that's happening in the US right now. The QQ is just a word template that I found in Word and thought looked nice, and has slowly evolved over the course of months to have new features and kind of a new look. It's not like it's on InDesign or anything. It's just on Word. And sometimes the text boxes do not cooperate. And sometimes the slightest adjustment can send the whole page into disarray because we're trying to do pretty complicated design work on a platform that is not necessarily intended for that. And of course, because it's Holden, sometimes the internet is not the best. And one day I did have to spend about an hour and a half waiting for the PDF to send. So that's not the norm. But of course, anytime you're doing something technology-based in the mountains, there's always a little bit room for error and a need for patience.
Aside from the villagers, are there any other people that get the QQ? Do you remove people from the QQ list?
We do not remove people from the QQ list. If they've left the village and they still want to stay connected, they certainly can. And a lot of people will send in updates. So we've had a lot of beloved villagers who've departed and who sent in pictures of where they are now and their contact information. So it's definitely, it's about the community, much less the people who are actually physically here. We actually have kept it in just a kind of a smaller circle of the staff, because there is so much vulnerability and because it is sometimes pretty sensitive topics and also just inside jokes that are more tailored towards the Holden internal community. I think there's certainly room for something that could be broader, that could be the broader Holden constituency, but we would of course just need to get the permission of people who are making the content that it's going to be something a bit bigger than just their close friends. So I actually felt like I had more training for the QQ than I do for HR. I've been involved in journalism for many years in high school, and then in college, I was the executive editor of the student newspaper at St. Olaf College. I had a lot of experience in creating content under a short deadline and also convincing people to write articles they might not exactly want to, or just managing people. So it was a really, really cool opportunity to take those skills that I had used in college and then kind of put away and thought I wouldn't pick back up again, and, you know, have them all coming back and remembering how to do page layout and how to crank out articles at the last minute. It is hard to imagine what quarantine would have looked like without the QQ, which, again, I really did not expect. I thought it was just going to be a couple days of keeping us all on the same page before we could all meet together again. But yeah, I mean, I've floated the idea of, I don't know, what do you guys think? Maybe it's time for the QQ to back off. And everyone says, no, 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 we've really become accustomed to it. And we've really loved the chance to see each other's work and to hear from each other. So yeah, I mean, who knows? This next winter has a lot of unknowns, but I'd love to keep expanding it, keep the community all together, writing together, collaborating together. So we'll see where it goes.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.